This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Something came out the other day, or maybe yesterday, maybe it was today, I don't know what day it was. I saw something, and the first thing I thought was, the style of writing is familiar. The way things are phrased are familiar. But it turned out that I was wrong about this. So I invited the guy I thought it was to come on the show, and let's talk about this. And of course, thankfully, he said yes. And I say of course, sometimes he's pretty busy. So joining us now is attorney at law, Stephen Stambalia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going? You jest at that I'm the writer of this. And now maybe I'm going to get a subpoena. You never know with them. But no, I did not write it. I was thinking of who could have written something like this. And I'll be honest, there's a guy down in Texas that this just has his name all over. I can't even think of the guy's name. I think he's a judge, actually. But he writes like this. You know how you said, well, I thought it was you. I mean, there's a certain stylistic approach that some lawyers take. And this, man, whoever wrote this, I mean, just they've got it nailed.
What, and we're talking about something they're calling the white paper. This, I saw it. It's the author is anonymous. It's a very long, it's about a 4,000 word piece. So, and Stephen's only got half a segment or half an hour to go with me. So tell me what struck you about this. What are the things that strike you about this little write up?
The first thing is, the person who wrote it, I'm going to say it's a guy. It just seems like it was written by a guy in the initials MJP. He's an attorney. He's been practicing over 50 years, and he has documented, asked some pertinent questions, but he has apparently documented what led up to where we are now. And this looks like it was first written May 4th, 2019, which would have been, I guess, right after the annual meeting.
Yeah.
And then he's updated it, I believe, two or three times with the new lawsuit that was filed alleging bad faith against Oliver North. Filed by the NRA, and he was asking, well, why is it filed in New York? And he says, well, one of the reasons might be that Mr. Brewer, who is the NRA's firm that was a lawyer that was billing the NRA, was it $1.8 million a month? Or it was over $1 million a month, like $98,000 a day. It's an astronomical figure. And he just leads through it all. I mean, it's 11 pages long, 4,000 words. It's really, really, let me just walk my language back. It really just kind of ties everything together.
Of the thing, like the Brewer thing. Now, mm-hmm. Brewer is actually billing them to a degree to where he's sort of taken over where Ackerman McQueen was getting all this billing. He's billing it, and he's not exactly, as an attorney, he's not exactly what we would call a crackerjack now, is he?
Well, that's the funny thing is, you know, I've been in the Second Amendment litigation realm space for quite a while. I mean, not as long as, you know, some of these other guys, but I feel like I've been doing this for quite a while, and you never hear this guy's name. Like, I'm filing Second Amendment cases, you know, not to my knowledge at least. And then all of a sudden we get this thing of, you know, his attorneys are billing, you know, $97,000 or $98,000 a day, every day. And I've worked for some firms, and, you know, I'm trying to think of how does a firm bill that many hours? You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and even attorneys sleep. I mean, I've pulled long, you know, long days and nights, but you can't do it 7 days a week, all the time, every day, every, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, you can't keep it up.
Sure.
So I don't know how he's doing it unless he has, you know, 30 lawyers and 50 paralegals, but then the NRA doesn't have that much litigation, and they're all handled by outside counsel. So what are you doing?
That's a lot. That's a lot of that's a $98,000 a day.
Yeah, I'll just put it like this. I've got I do employment law as well, which is, I know, not what we're talking about, but
right.
I have a client that I've handled three matters in 3 months. My bill was $440. And it's because I work efficiently. It's because you don't have to sit there and pad your bills. You do a good job, the clients are going to come. And I mean, if I sent them a $98,000 bill, I'd love to have that much work for a day. But I don't, you know, I just couldn't do it. I don't know how you would do it. And it just doesn't strike me as proper. I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone's asparagus here, but it just doesn't strike me as proper.
Well, you know, I kind of think, first of all, if you didn't have a lot of clients coming to you, you probably will now that you've gotten out there and done your, well, I only billed him for $440 on three different cases. So, you know, I'm going to be coming to you. I want my LLC to go through you. I want to, you know, I got a bunch of stuff that I'm coming at. I'm coming to you.
Yeah, there you go.
And is that, I mean, to me, given reading into the white paper when I'm reading about this Brewer cat, he seems like sort of a rogue, and he's billing, and like you said, I've only ever heard of him within the confines of NRA, and I've never heard anything good about him.
Right. So, yeah, and, you know, there's just so many things that we don't know. I wish that we could find out, you know, what is he billing on for all those cases? He's had some discipline, and this is public, you know, it's the bar reports the discipline, and I believe it was from Texas. And then, of course, the Virginia bar reciprocates. So, like, if I get in trouble and I'm licensed in Northern District of New York, right? So
right.
Northern District of New York gets tired of me, and they say, you know, go back home, redneck, and they discipline me for something. Well, Mississippi is going to discipline me, too, because they have reciprocal discipline. So you get disciplined somewhere, then all the other bars that you're licensed in, they follow you and they tack on and, you know, tag team you. I don't know what the situation was in Texas, but I read in the white paper it's, you know, like $177,000 fine, which I don't even know what you would get fined for something like that. I mean, if I'm held in some kind of contempt in court, you know, it's like $1,000 fine, a $2,000 fine. I've never seen anything like $177,000 fine on a lawyer. I'm sure it happens. I just have never seen it.
That's a pretty big fine. I could see where that would be exciting just to watch that be levied.
Yeah, I mean, what I need to do is just go back through the case and look at it and just publish all the documents. I'm a big
well,
believer.
Let's do this. You hang on right
sure.
there. We're trying to examine the parts that we can in the amount of time that we have on the white paper with attorney at law Stephen Stamblia, who I'm now going to be sending him a PayPal or something to retain me. I think I can get him pretty cheap. So, and I know that he's going to be better at it than William Brewer. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. We're talking about the white paper that has come out from we don't know who. This is one of those things. I mean, why do you think they didn't print their name? Why do you think they didn't put their name to this?
I mean, if it's anything like what the NRA's been doing to, you know, like Rob Pinkus, you know, they probably don't want to get a subpoena. Well, how did you find out all this information, or why are you disparaging the NRA? You know, that's a big thing. I don't know if you read on any of the forums, but you know, the NRA is like the 800-pound gorilla, or so they wanted to claim they were the 800-pound gorilla until we see all of the sausage making, or whatever you want to call it, that's going on behind the scenes. And so, if you call the NRA out and you put your name on it, then you become a target for the likes of people like Marion Hammer, who has called some of my personal friends, you know, the enemies within. A guy from Florida, Luis Valdez, was running for the board, who is the cop, very nice guy and hardcore Second Amendment. And she was basically accusing him of wanting to take down the NRA. No, we want to take down this crony nonsense that Wayne Lapierre and some of the other board members, executive committee and whatnot, you know, they've been eating at the trough for too long and have sucked it dry. And that goes for ACMAC and any law firm that bills, you know, $98,000 a day for work that we don't even know what they're doing. They need to be accountable. And, you know, I got a fundraising letter. I'd say it was a fundraising letter. It was in the style of, your membership is expiring on August the 2nd. And I thought, well, that's odd because I'm not dead yet and I have a lifetime membership. So how is my membership expiring? And of course, it wasn't that. It was my opportunity to upgrade my membership to a patron or a benefactor was expiring. I'm not going to give you more money because you don't do a good job with the money that you've got.
As I'm, you know, I see some of the stuff that's going on, and I'm not even aware of what Rob Pinkus supposedly did.
They're accusing him of leaking the information, the emails that came out right after the board meeting, and they made him sit for a deposition, which, to his credit, he showed up voluntarily because they didn't serve him properly, and videotaped it. And he showed up without a lawyer. And he said, if you go to savethe2a.org, there's a group of people that are trying to basically fix the NRA, and it should be fixed. But he put some video up, and it's, you know, quite interesting. Well, when did you find out about this subpoena? And he said, well, you served my mom, and my mom texted me and said, I got a subpoena at my house. But they issue this in the second ACMAC lawsuit. He doesn't live in New Jersey. He's a resident of Florida or somewhere else, but he's in, you know, he trains people, right? So he's flying all over the country.
Sure.
And so he made them come out to Colorado to depose him, and he said they deposed him for 5 hours. And I'll tell you something, man. I've taken and defended probably, you know, a total of a little over 1,000 depositions. I've done a lot of deposition work. I can't tell you the number of depositions that have gone over 5 hours, but I can maybe count them on you know, two hands, because you just don't need somebody for 5 hours unless it's really, really, you know, they're like the defendant or the plaintiff and you have to get everything you can from them. I've had some go long, but I've never had some random non-party witness take more than four hours, and definitely not more than five, unless they're like the central figure. It's the most bizarre thing. Maybe that's how they're justifying their billing. Fly out to Colorado, charge for the plane time, charge for the travel time, and you know, top shelf alcohol at the bar, whatever else, who knows?
Now, depositions. I've been to a deposition. I've been deposed. Depositions, to me, seem to be the sort of find the man, I'll find the crime. Because isn't a deposition supposedly about a very narrow, I mean, we're deposing you today in relation to this. Now, tell us what it was like when you were five.
I can, if I have you in a deposition,
yeah.
I'm not very limited into what I can ask you. Now, there are rules in place. You know, I can't abuse you. I can't be, hostile towards you. And, of course, whatever. But you're supposed to be seeking information that would lead to the discovery of admissible, relevant evidence.
Right.
Now, people think, that's a different standard for some people. I don't like to waste my time, and I don't like to waste other people's time. So, I have very focused questions when I go into depositions. I took New York, when I sued New York over their stun gun ban, I deposed their expert, Trooper Shappy, and I think I had him for 2 hours. And that's, litigation in the Northern District of New York on a, pretty big case. The first time New York basically ruled in our favor on a Second Amendment case. And I had him for 2 hours. And it's because I got everything I needed. Why am I going to hold him there for five? I'm not punishing him.
Right. Well,
see,
you're a competent lawyer. We're about to run out of time. We got about a minute and 15 seconds left. So if you got to go, tell me now. And if you got time to stay for one more segment, you do have you got to go. Okay.
Yeah, right. I got to go. I'm sorry.
So you'll have to come back when you got more time. We need to examine this because when I saw this, the first thing I'm thinking is, okay, so Stephen wrote this. Why didn't he put his name to it? Because Stephen's not afraid of anybody.
No, I'll put my name on it if I write it. Don't worry.
So that was the first thing. First thing I was saying was, it looks like Stephen wrote it, but he didn't sign it, so I don't think Stephen wrote it. But I had to find out.
I'll make a copy and send it to John Frazier, who's the NRA's general counsel. I have no problem doing that if I did it.
There you go. All right. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with me this evening. People, I would send you to a website if there was some way to help Stephen, but Stephen is like Bruce Lee in The Way of the Dragon. He walks alone. He walks alone, and when he walks into the room, there's a bunch of people rolling around and they've been hit, punched, chopped, something, and they're laying all over the place, and he just walks out. Him and Nora, my owl. So, thank you for joining me this evening, sir. We will talk soon.
All right, sir. Have a good one. Take care.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. Trade talks continue between the United States and China after both President Trump and the President of China met at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro explains what both sides have to discuss.
We have as a starting point the ending point where talks broke down, which is the 150-page-plus agreement across seven different areas, such as force technology transfer, in intellectual property theft.
The Census Bureau will not include a question about citizenship in the printed questionnaire for the 2020 census. That's according to an email sent by the Justice Department. Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 69 points to close at 26,786. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you were listening to the news, you just heard that Chicago this past weekend had 50 people shot in Chicago. That's outrageous. Most of them were probably on the not as good side of town. State of Illinois currently holds a B-plus rating from the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. The highest rating given is an A. Gun control advocates would have you believe this means it should be a relatively safe place. Yet, Chicago. Chicago is an embarrassment to that notion. The city, if anything, has had an even lengthier list of gun controls than the state itself has had. But it also has seen years of terribly high rates of violent crime. Thankfully, it looks to be trending downward because there is concealed carry in Chicago. But it's not clear that gun control has had anything to do with this. Policing strategies and community involvement are more likely a contributing factor. Plus, there's concealed carry in Chicago. Programs like Cure Violence have made an impact on Chicago in the past. But Much of the research focus remains on guns. A new study led by Dr. Philip J. Cook of Duke University as an example, looks at the duration of the last link, the elapsed time from the transaction that actually provided the offender with the gun in question. Cook and his co-authors surveyed 221 people convicted of firearm-related offenses in Chicago, incarcerated in state prisons, about the gun they had had at the time of the crime. The media coverage of this study has fixated on several findings. Like, more than two-thirds of the men obtained their primary gun within the last 6 months of their arrest, 68%, while 19.3% possessed their gun for five or fewer days. Almost a quarter of respondents, 22.6%, had never owned a gun 6 months before their current arrest. Of those who had, a majority acquired their primary gun, the one they possessed during their arrest, through a purchase or trade, 54.3%, and from a friend or acquaintance, 56.9%. This is an interesting contribution to the body of knowledge regarding criminal behavior. But an even more important detail is reported by Stephen Gutowski of the Washington Free Beacon. The CIS respondents were almost all barred from purchasing a gun from a gun store because of their prior criminal record. As a result, their guns were obtained by illegal transactions with friends, relatives, and the underground market. So, in other words, while the lengthy list of gun control laws in Illinois and Chicago ensured the subject's behavior was illegal, it didn't do anything to actually prevent that behavior. Study's authors conclude that more effective enforcement of the laws governing gun transactions may have a quick and pervasive effect on a gun used in crime. There's a chance they could be right, I guess. But the point Gutowski raises about the illegal nature of these transactions underscores that simply adding an additional law to the books is not going to deter the sorts of armed activity that end with people going to prison. Now, we should take the time to thank Dr. Cook for reinforcing what we already know, which is that criminals don't follow the law. They don't follow the law. Democrats, they've been going a long way to create chaos at the border. And they're denying necessary funds for law enforcement to pay for humane conditions in detention camps during a border surge. They nullified any meaning to border law. And this is all in an effort to put this on Trump. We're going to pin it on Trump. And we're watching them do it on TV. It's being watched. So, thus far, the issue has been viewed and reported as a public relations issue for Trump, with reports of children brought to the U.S. illegally now in detention without soap or toothbrushes. The media and the Democrats have been dining out on it, calling Trump a heel. There's more to it than that, of course. There are the legal challenges from the left to any border enforcement, the strange collaborations between some Democratic political machines and the Mexican and Central American governments. There's the left-wing activist networks linked to Democrats actively recruiting illegals, and the open encouragement of illegal immigration by blue states offering huge arrays of benefits. If chaos was what they were looking for, well, the Democrats couldn't have done it any better. But it's actually something much more dangerous. We're now seeing the potential for violent migrant riots. The mobs rolling in over our border now are violent, and they demand to be let in without vetting. And two incidents have come to light recently. From NBC, the government's own internal watchdog warned as far back as May the conditions at an El Paso, Texas border station were so bad that border agents were arming themselves against possible riots, countering Friday's assertion by a Trump administration official that reports of poor conditions for migrants were unsubstantiated. And then from The Hill, U.S. authorities closed an international border bridge on El Paso, Texas, early Monday in response to Central American and Cuban migrants protesting on the Mexican side of the border. The protesters in Ciudad Juarez were chanting, "Vamos a cruzar," we are going to cross, before Customs and Border Protection officials closed the bridge about them. Leave. Nobody's ever going to shoot it. Not protect themselves. Till now, the violence the border officials have encountered has been from drugs and sometimes human smugglers. Disorder have sent a signal to the migrant groups that you get in whether you are violent or not. All you have to do is push your way through. There is no law to fear. Could this be why Nancy Pelosi paid a few billion in border funds last week? Despite the Democratic fury? Could she have had information about this sort of thing going on? So, the migrants have been schooled by the leftist activists to think that U.S. residency and benefits are entitlements, not privileges. They've been whipped up with expectations of instant gratification, in the same way Hugo Chavez used to whip up Venezuela's urban poor. They've been taught to never take no for an answer. And they're not that poor. They come from countries with booming economies, and they view Mexican rice and beans as pig food, so they are beggars who are choosers. But, you know, we're now seeing signs of chaos. That sign of chaos is also an indicator that we need to get control of our southern border. And we need to do it pretty soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Madonna. I remember when Madonna was new. Kids, children, I remember when Madonna was new. We saw this headline. Madonna makes powerful gun control statement in disturbing music video. Yahoo's entertainment music editor writes, "We need to wake up." Her new clip for gun control may be her most shocking and important yet. Yeah, for her, maybe. I don't know. Coming from the desk of my man, David Kodrier, we have this this video that she's put out. The name of the song is God Control. I'm not touching it. The video recreates a scene right out of the Pulse nightclub murder and goes heavy on the simulated death. It is semi-accurate, as in the original slayings, which are committed in a gun-free zone. No one appears to be able to defend themselves. Whether the killer in Madonna's video is also a registered Democrat, well, I don't know. She now presents herself as Madam X. And on Instagram, she said, "This is your wake-up call. Gun violence disproportionately affects children, teenagers, and the marginalized in our communities. Honor the victims and demand gun control now. Volunteer, stand up, donate, reach out. Wake up and insist on common sense gun safety legislation. Innocent lives depend on it. Join me in supporting the following organizations." In the video, the assailant is a Caucasian. Yeah. She's naming all the names of all the cool kids that she wants you gun controllers to go to. She talks about every town and the March for Our Lives. down to some of the obscure ones not many people have heard of. The demanding moms and the Bradys and the gun-grabby Gabby are left out. When she was trying to be British, she liked to go by Madge. And, you know, she was a pheasant hunter. But then she decided she was murdering them because she became convinced that the pheasant's dead souls would come back to haunt her. I don't know if this is prior to Kabbalah or not. But whatever, she now assumes herself to be an authority figure on gun control. Such is the common sense from someone demanding gun control now. Interestingly, Madonna didn't seem to have a problem apparently violating New York State and city edicts in order to make a fashion statement with designer shoes. Now, this is all hardly the immaterial girl's first foray into citizen disarmament advocacy. She was one of the celebrity signers of a Gun Control Inc. open letter to the NRA. In it, she and the other stage props called for all kinds of infringements, from waiting periods to bans on semi-automatics to one gun a month limits and much more. They assured us, we're not gun haters. They are absolutely fine with using the coercive power of the state, meaning they can shoot you if you disobey them. And they're happy with that as long as they get to impose infringements on you, just so long as their precious hindquarters are protected. Case in point. What happened when the undocumented intruder attempted to migrate over the wall and into Madonna's Hollywood Hills estate some years back? Well, her security guard shot him. Yeah, wake up. I would tell you, even that little girl from Parkland, Emma Gonzalez, calls the video a bad word. So if you're interested in the Madonna God Control video, I'm not going to watch it. I haven't been a Madonna fan since 1990. That's when she was still making music, okay? It might have been pop music, but she was still making music that was listenable. Now I'm just not interested in her stuff anymore. She's become a caricature of herself. Let's take a look at some of the... Let's look at some of the white paper. Let's go to Mr. Brewer, shall we? Now, one of the things that's coming right now is that with everything that's coming out of New York, Wayne LaPierre has found a need. He found a need to ask Ackerman McQueen to verify their charges. This is not something he would have wanted to do. You know, this is something he had to do. Well, they'd never had to ask that before. They'd never had to ask, well, what are we getting for this? Show me the details. What are we getting for this? So they filed a lawsuit. And even now, at this moment, while while speculated that this was created by New York State, the actual trigger for this is sort of murky. With the New York State affair, the NRA was forced to update many of their corporate disclosure documents, and that set off a cascade of accounting house cleaning and finger pointing. Now, if the litigation currently being brought about is legitimate, well, it is sort of an affirmation of the LaPierre mismanagement. And, you know, to pursue that claim and litigation against the Lockton Affinity Insurance Company, which is the Carrieguard underwriter, Wayne LaPierre decided to hire William Brewer. So, and one thing about Brewer, he and his attorneys and counselors, they have their own in-house PR division, and it's almost like they're trying to replace ACMAC. Brewer's charges have been more than $24 million over the past year, and apparently continue at a breathtaking, if not larcenous rate, at about $1.8 million per month. The retention of Mr. Brewer was devoid of any proper oversight or controls and accounting. And he's an odd choice. He's said to have close family connections to ACMAC, being the brother-in-law of one partner and the son-in-law of another. And he has been sanctioned for ethical issues in two different courts, most recently in federal court in Virginia, where he was ejected from representing the NRA in court. Interesting stuff about this. This white paper is, I'm sure they're looking for him, whoever wrote this one, because it's basically a tell-all. So, we'll have Stephen back on here. We'll roll around in this a little bit more, simply because the devil is in the details. In October, I'm going to Dorchester, South Carolina, where I will take an RDS pistol class with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. And he's going to join us in the next hour, and we're going to talk about why you would want to take one of these. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.